Over 100 Hollywood celebrities support Palestinian groups designated as terrorist by Israel. By Madeline Hubbard on November 18, 2021. More than 100 celebrities, including Richard Gere, Claire Foy, Susan Sarandon, Mark Ruffalo, and Peter Gabriel, signed on to an Artists for Palestine statement released Wednesday in support of Palestinian organizations designated as terrorist groups by the Israeli government. The statement accuses Israel of launching an unprecedented and blanket attack on Palestinian human rights defenders. In October, six Palestinian organizations claiming to be human rights groups were designated as terrorist organizations by the Israeli government: Adamir Prisoner Support and Human Rights Association, Al-Haq Law and the Service of Man, Al-Haq, Bison Center for Research and Development, Defense for Children International Palestine, DCIP, the Union of Agricultural Work Committees, UAWC, and the Union of Palestinian Women's Committees, UPWC. All groups are connected to the Popular Front for the Liberation of Palestine, PFLP, a Marxist-Leninist terrorist organization responsible for dozens of kidnappings, suicide bombings, and other attacks, including the infamous Entebbe hostage crisis. Even according to Fatah, the political party of Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas, Adamir and Waq are affiliates of the PFLP. Adamir works to support Palestinian political prisoners convicted of security offenses. According to the U.S. Agency for International Development, Waq is the PFLP's agricultural extension. UPWC is an official affiliate of Fatah and has a counterpart organization designated as a PFLP Women's Union by the U.S. Agency for International Development. The group's website claims normalization of ties with Israel is treason, and members support the boycott of occupation in all forms. The Israeli Minister of Defense reports that Al-Haq operates in support of the PFLP. Al-Haq's website states that they seek to protect the rights of all Palestinians, irrespective of the identity of the perpetrator. Claiming to protect children, DCIP receives funds from the United Nations International Children's Relief Fund. Many board members have close ties to the PFLP. For example, when DCIP community leader Hashem Qadir Abu Maria died during a violent protest in the West Bank, the PFLP released a statement claiming, "This true revolutionary comrade went to join the demonstration and joined the martyrs of Palestine, his bloodshed at the hands of the occupiers' forces." The letter by Artists for Palestine claims, "The vital work of these six organizations to protect and empower Palestinians and hold Israel accountable for its gross human rights violations and apartheid regime of institutionalized racial discrimination, precisely the work that Israel is trying to end." The letter omits the human rights organizations' proven connections to terror groups. Other celebrities who signed the letter include Game of Thrones actor Liam Cunningham, Vagina Monologues actress Eve Ensler, His Dark Materials author and atheist activist Philip Pullman, Pink Floyd founder Roger Waters, Life of Pi author Jan Martel, The Crown actress Claire Foy, Columbia University professor Jeffrey Sachs, Talking Heads founder David Byrne. Ruffalo reiterated his support on Twitter, saying he is proud to be standing against Israeli government repression. Some organizations hit back against the statement online, such as pro-Israel student group Camera on Campus, which wrote, "Perhaps you missed the part where the six groups have ties to an internationally recognized terrorist organization, proven by NGO Monitor." StopAntisemitism.org responded, "These aren't the actions of human rights groups but terror orgs with the goal of murdering Jews." Many of the celebrities who signed the statement have made false statements about Israel before. For example, Sarandon incorrectly referred to Israel as an apartheid state in May. Gere visited Hebron, Israel, in 2017 and said it was exactly what the Old South was in America. While other signatories have not admitted fault for spreading misconceptions about Israel, Ruffalo did apologize earlier this year after accusing Israel of committing a genocide.